I spent more than an hour and a half talking to him and his family about the police investigation and the girlfriend. And as you'll see, he was alternately composed and then at times in tears. For instance, here, when talking about what he says are some of the moments he most thinks of his wife.
In the mornings, I've been taking the dog down to the park where she walked. It's like our time. So they see that it's time together, knowing that she's missing, walking the dog through there like she would do. Most mornings is like way to experience her right now for me. A lot of times I can't make it very far. I get part of the way. I certainly can't make it to the part of the park where currently there's a big poster of her up.
But Peterson knows at this moment police have focused their investigation on him. And when he arrived for the interview, before any tears, he said he wanted to address the questions about the girlfriend and himself first.
I think everybody sitting at home wants the answer to the same question. Did you murder your wife?
No. I did not. And I had absolutely nothing to do with her disappearance. And you use the word murder. And right now, everyone's looking for a body. And that's the hardest thing, because that is not a possible resolution for us. And use the word murder, and yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. It's not one we're ready to accept, and it creeps in my mind late at night and early in the morning. And during the day, all we can think about is the right resolution is to find her well.
Did you ever hit her? Did you ever injure her?
No. My God, no. Violence towards women is unapproachable. It is the most disgusting act to me. And I know that suspicion has turned me. And it's turned me, one, because I'm her husband. And that's a natural thing. And I was answering your question because of the suspicion that's been turned to me. And it turned to me because of the inappropriate romantic that I had with Amber Fry.
Amber Fry, the 28-year-old single mother who went public about their romance last Friday. Scott Peterson said, despite what he calls his glorious marriage, he never told Fry about it, and yes, he confirmed he did have the affair.
Why were you doing it?
I can't answer. I don't know. That's a question you should have an answer to. Definitely, I don't know.
Were you in love with her?
No. I'd have to say that I respect her. And as I imagine everyone does after seeing her come out and do the press conference, an amazing character she has.
Was this the first time? Are there others out there?
No.
There's no one else who can come forward?
No. You know, our romantic relationship. And that is a... It's inappropriate. It was inappropriate. And I owe a tremendous apology to everyone, obviously, including Amber and her family and her friends and our families. This should have been brought forth by me immediately, the romantic relationship.
Had you told anyone? Did you tell police?
Told the police immediately.
When?
That was the first night. Together. The police. I spent with the police.
You told them about her?
Yeah, from December 24th on.
Did your wife find out about it?
I told my wife.
When?
In early December.
Did it cause a rupture in the marriage?
It was not a positive, obviously. Inappropriate. But it was not something that we weren't dealing with.
A lot of arguing?
No. No. I can't say that even, you know, she was okay with the idea. But it wasn't anything that would break us apart.
There wasn't a lot of anger?
No.
Do you really expect people to believe that an 8.5-month pregnant woman learns her husband has had an affair and is saintly and casual about it? Accommodating? Makes a peace with it?
Well, you don't know. No one knows our relationship but us. And that's at peace with it, not happy about it.
Why did you tell her?
It was the right thing. There's no other reason than that.
And did you see her again after you told Lacey?
Yes.
You saw Amber again?
I did.
But didn't tell her?
Didn't tell Lacey.
Didn't tell Amber?
No. No, yeah. That was definitely not the right thing.
Because again, you know that people sitting at home have imagined that either you were in love with someone else, therefore you decided to get rid of this entanglement, namely your wife and your child. Or there was just an angry confrontation.
Neither of those was the case. It's that simple.
But police are not the only ones who voiced suspicion. Lacey Peterson's brother went public, too.
However, Scott has not been forthcoming with information regarding my sister's disappearance. And I'm only left to question what else he may be hiding.
What about Lacey's family?
They're wonderful people. They're obviously upset with me about the romantic relationship with Amber. And they have little trust, as they've expressed in the media to date. But I believe that they're still looking for Lacey, and I would like to work with them. And I think it will be together on this effort to continue to look for Lacey.
And so far, police have refused to comment on Peterson's statement that he told them about the girlfriend that first night. Tomorrow, a lot more from Scott Peterson and also from his family, both on the questions that have been raised and clues the family says police have not yet explored. We'll have that later, Charlie.
All right, Diane.